last night. So watch me bring the fire, set the night light.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Sharp Elbows. I'm Nadal Makashvi.
And this is State Rep Francesca Hong.
And I'm her chief of staff. So I've been next to her probably every single minute of every single work day, witnessing one of the craziest life experiences I've ever had, and probably the craziest assembly caucus there ever has been, and all shade should be taken from that. I'm wondering, Fran, 3 solid months now, you've had a lot of attention, you've done a lot of good work. But how are you feeling? What have you learned? What has encouraged you, discouraged you? Talk to us.
You know, I have learned so much about myself, about humanity, and sometimes the lack thereof. And I may be just about to quote tweet a positive compliment to Majority Leader Jim Steinke right now. I think we've come a long way in 90 days. Rep Steinke has just posted about getting his Moderna, which is also the AKA Dolly Parton vaccine. And I'm actually very grateful that he did made that post. And so I guess when thinking about it in the past 90 days, I've learned that there are ways to have conversations with those that I differ with almost, completely when it comes to political ideology and political policy. But there are still things that I was, like public health, that I wasn't even sure if we would be able to agree on when it came to the safety of Wisconsinites. But I know that, like we mentioned, not all Republicans are made up of the same, as much as I thought about that for a while and thought that, they all, it was too difficult for me to think that they would be capable of separating themselves from essentially white supremacist policies that they continue to support. But individually, I am still building relationships. And I think that's ultimately what politics should be about, is about relationships with people. And I've been encouraged that there are still ways to do that. But staying very, very cautious about that tiny level of optimism that some of them are possibly capable of doing the right thing. I don't want to give too much credit here because, again, I think there are staunch.
That's true.
Yes. But again, I'm about to possibly tweet out something positive about Rep Steinke, which goes to show that there may be a couple lights at the end of the tunnel.
Well, let me push back on you a little bit. Do you think this communication, you've worked in the service industry, you know how to talk to people. Do you think it's gotten easier for you to talk to your colleagues across the aisle because they have seen you as the human you are, instead of construing you as this, abrasive, loud person of color on the internet who's out to get them? Is it them?
I think they recognize that Twitter for me is a place that I use to vent, because I don't often have a lot of those spaces where I'm not immediately seen only by, or judged upon by my experience or my appearance. I was pleasantly surprised to have conversations with folks who were generally more interested in my experiences and not just my appearance, right? We've talked about entrepreneurship and running a small business. I resonate and really understand a lot of what their constituents are going through. And I think this past year, they've actually had to listen to more of their constituents. I'm not saying they're acting on those conversations, but they've been forced to listen to more constituents as they're reaching out because of desperation and needing resources and help finding work, finding food, finding access to better healthcare. I think that the fact that a lot of my experiences are reflective of their constituents, I hope are a way that we can actually come to the table. But as Henry Sanders mentioned in his great op-ed yesterday about electing folks of color, for a while, people have offered us a seat at the table, but the table has always been theirs, right? Mm. And so I'm hoping with to be able to see me past the Twitter account, past what I look like, that they've been able to really recognize the fact that we are connected by experience, and lived experience is powerful, and it's something that should be shaping more policy as opposed to just blatant necessity for power, which is mm-hmm. what the current speaker dictates his action is continuing to be a dictator.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no sense of shame, though, in your Twitter. You know, as let me speak as your constituent, it's refreshing to see someone that goes beyond the, excuse me, lackluster messaging of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin that doesn't really show, I think, or electeds that hasn't really shown in a majority capacity. Obviously, there's exceptions, that the people in power are just as frustrated as us when it comes to issues that are taking lives away, mm-hmm. In a broad sense. And I think that you see a change of tune on social media. You see a connection with political officials when they do speak that language of the constituency, when they don't choose to placate and kind of, hide the truth when it's like, hey, this sucks. Even just saying that this sucks really does resonate with a lot of your constituency, which is younger, which is, I think, one of the most engaged, if not the most engaged electorally, but still there's incredible disparities when it comes to communication with them from government to their districts or neighborhoods or whatever. So yeah, I hope you're not ashamed of the way you talk on social media, because I love it. So many people do.
No shame, but I think you're absolutely right that the way we communicate and the messaging and how strategic it needs to be, and a lot of people are putting, I think, maybe too much thought into it. I wish we could really kind of center on the fact that people want to be heard. People want their politicians to say what they are thinking. People want to be, they want to feel needed, and they want to feel like they belong. And so can we, as much as we need to continue to craft a policy that is going to improve people's lives, the way we get there is by actually meeting people where they are and listening to them and responding in a way that is actually reflective of what they said and not what you're trying to you're trying to hear. I think a lot mm-hmm. of folks are hearing things and not actually just listening to what people are saying. And mm-hmm. so I'd like more folks to just kind of recognize how important it is to feel needed and to be heard.
Okay. Well, I know some of them across the aisle like to pretend that we don't exist. So I hope that they're listening to this radio show right now and learning a lesson. All right, everyone, time for break two. We'll be right back, 92.7 FM.
This is Sharp Elbows.